We turn now to Uganda, the impoverished East African nation where 95% of the people live without electricity. A controversial new hydropower project has been approved by the government there. At $750 million, it is the largest private foreign investment project in East African history. But while it promises to turn lights on in some homes and businesses, critics say the project will destroy cultural sites that are ancestral homes, wreak environmental havoc, and kill one of the best whitewater rafting spots in the world. Jason Kane reports from Bujagali Falls in eastern Uganda.
Near its source at Lake Victoria, the Nile seems angry. The water here tumbles down the river in a series of thundering whitewater rapids, known collectively as Bujagali Falls. Rafters say the spot provides one of the best adrenaline rushes in the world. In recent years, they've been swarming eastern Uganda from as far away as the Americas, the UK, and Australia. The surge in popularity of Bujagali Falls for rafting has created an entertainment industry along the banks of the Victoria Nile. For tips, young Ugandan men will plunge through the dangerously fast-moving rapids, holding nothing but a jerry can for buoyancy. And on weekends, a 10-piece band battles with the thunder of the falls. This is now. But if all goes according to plan, the riverbank will soon be silent and empty. In May, the government gave the green light for the construction of a 90-foot-high dam to be built about a mile downstream. When completed, this entire area will be flooded, and Bujagali Falls will be gone. But Uganda is a nation plagued by darkness. In countless farming villages and small towns throughout the country, the power often blinks out for 3 to 5 days at a time. Power shortages are also known to strike the Ministry of Energy in Kampala, Uganda's capital. In his plush corner office, Minister Daudi Migereko says Uganda can no longer afford to bother with small-scale energy ventures.
Without power, you can't run an economy. And within our plans, Bujagali is one of those sources of power that we badly need.
That's been the government's line for 13 years now, since the plans for the dam were initiated. But when a series of corruption allegations began swirling around the project 4 years ago, U.S. power company AES pulled out, citing financial difficulties. Shortly thereafter, a number of investors, led by the Aga Khan and the U.S. private equity firm Blackstone, took the reins to form Bujagali Energy Limited. And at long last, it seems that the red tape has been cleared.
We have received a limited notice to proceed, and we think we shall do groundbreaking sometime in August.
Jimmy Kiberu, communications officer for the company, says construction should take 4 years. And once the Bujagali Dam is connected to the national grid, energy will flow freely to the 5% of Uganda wired for electricity. The 250-megawatt facility will pick up the slack of the two old and cracking dams, both of which are currently operating several miles upstream at less than a third of their capacity.
Bujagali is simply going to be recycling the same water that is flowing out of those two dams at the moment and generating more power than the two dams combined.
But activists like Frank Morimuzi of Uganda's National Association of Professional Environmentalists are skeptical. They say the older dams are less efficient because Lake Victoria is shrinking. And the lake is shrinking largely because Uganda is allowing too much water to flow over dam walls in an effort to create more electricity. Today, Lake Victoria is 6 feet shallower than it was 45 years ago, shortly after the first dam was built.
This lake is very important for the people of Uganda and the region in Kenya, Tanzania, and Rwanda. And if the levels continue to go down as they are now, about 30 million people will be affected.
But activists aren't the only ones feeling angry. A 95-year-old traditional leader, known as Nabamba Bujagali, says the falls are inhabited by a collection of powerful spirits who are promising destruction if they are not properly consulted about the dam. Felix Chinala, an elder in Bujagali village, is simply tired of the controversy and its protesters.
Anyway, they are just fighting the development, otherwise they have failed because the thing is already passed. The construction is starting. It is late for them now. They cannot succeed.
At least in theory. Once again, plans are lagging behind schedule. There's no physical evidence in sight to indicate that a massive dam will soon sink these rapids. The tourists and locals here look unconcerned as they enjoy the carnival-like atmosphere. After all, such talk has been raging for over a decade now, and little has changed at Bujagali Falls. For NPR News, I'm Jason Kane.